The software that powered the simulation, Halliday's new Oasis Reality Engine, also represented a huge technological breakthrough. It managed to overcome limitations that had plagued previous simulated realities. In addition to restricting the overall size of their virtual environments, earlier MMOs had been forced to limit their virtual populations, usually to a few thousand users per server. If too many people were logged in at the same time, the simulation would slow to a crawl, and avatars would freeze in mid-stride as the system struggled to keep up. But the Oasis utilized a new kind of fault-tolerant server array that could draw additional processing power from every computer connected to it. At the time of its initial launch, the Oasis could handle up to 5 million simultaneous users with no discernible latency and no chance of a system crash. A massive marketing campaign promoted the launch of the Oasis. The pervasive television, billboard, and internet ads featured a lush green oasis complete with palm trees and a pool of crystal blue water surrounded on all sides by a vast barren desert. GSS's new endeavor was a massive success from day one. The Oasis was what people had been dreaming of for decades. The virtual reality they had been promised for so long was finally here. And it was even better than they'd imagined. The Oasis was an online utopia, a holodeck for the home. And its biggest selling point? It was free. Most online games of the day generated revenue by charging users a monthly subscription fee for access. GSS only charged a one-time sign-up fee of 25 cents, for which you received a lifetime Oasis account. The ads all used the same tagline. The Oasis. It's the greatest video game ever created, and it only costs a quarter. At a time of drastic social and cultural upheaval, when most of the world's population longed for an escape from reality, the Oasis provided it. In a form that was cheap, legal, safe, and not medically proven to be addictive. The ongoing energy crisis contributed greatly to the Oasis's runaway popularity. The skyrocketing cost of oil made airline and automobile travel too expensive for the average citizen, and the Oasis became the only getaway most people could afford. As the era of cheap, abundant energy drew to a close, poverty and unrest began to spread like a virus. Every day, more and more people had reason to seek solace inside Halliday and Morrow's virtual utopia. Any business that wanted to set up shop inside the Oasis had to rent or purchase virtual real estate, which Morrow dubbed surreal estate, from GSS. Anticipating this, the company had set aside Sector 1 as the simulation's designated business zone and began to sell and rent millions of blocks of surreal estate there. City-sized shopping malls were erected in the blink of an eye, and storefronts spread across planets like time-lapse footage of mold devouring an orange. Urban development had never been so easy. In addition to the billions of dollars that GSS raked in selling land that didn't actually exist, they made a killing selling virtual objects and vehicles. The Oasis became such an integral part of people's day-to-day social lives that users were more than willing to shell out real money to buy accessories for their avatars, clothing, furniture, houses, flying cars, magic swords, and machine guns. These items were nothing but ones and zeros stored on the Oasis servers, but they were also status symbols. Most items only cost a few credits, but since they cost nothing for GSS to manufacture, it was all profit. Even in the throes of an ongoing economic recession, the Oasis allowed Americans to continue engaging in their favorite pastime, shopping. The Oasis quickly became the single most popular use for the internet. So much so that the terms Oasis and internet gradually became synonymous. And the incredibly easy to use three-dimensional Oasis OS, which GSS gave away for free, became the single most popular computer operating system in the world. Before long, billions of people around the world were working and playing in the Oasis every day. Some of them met, fell in love, and got married without ever setting foot on the same continent. The lines of distinction between a person's real identity and that of their avatar began to blur. It was the dawn of a new era, one where most of the human race now spent all of their free time inside a video game.